song he had heard Liam Clancy and myself singing. That would be 20 verses in it, and he would sing the whole lot for you. I thought, God, it's a very interesting thing this young fellow's doing. A few weeks after Bob's unexpected visit to the Irish Pavilion in the spring of 1992, Tommy Makem received a letter from Bob's record company, Sony Music. Makem was invited to perform at a concert celebrating Bob's 30 years as a recording artist, although in fact he had been making records for 31. Bob had not said a word about it when they met, but that was typical of him. He was never much of a talker. Makem was not sure at first what sort of show this would be. From the low-key way in which Bob padded around town on his own, dressed like a bum, one might think his days as a major star were over, and that a celebration of his career would be held in a modest theater somewhere with a few old friends. It was extremely glamorous and much more of a huge event than I realized, said Makem. It was gigantic. The venue for Bob's 30th anniversary concert celebration, as it was called, was Madison Square Garden, the huge sports arena in Manhattan. When it was announced that Bob would appear with some of the most famous names in music, 18,000 seats sold within an hour.